Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the book of Psalms. If you want to look about halfway through the Bible, find Psalms and then find Psalm 140. We'll be reading Psalm 140 through 142, taking any devotional pauses, thinking of some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Psalms, for the emotion that is given, Father, to you freely, that you accept. Help us to connect with our emotions with you and how to better relate to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 140, a psalm of David. I call to you, Lord, come quickly. Well, that was Psalm 141. We'll get there in a moment. How about actually Psalm 140? For the director of music, a psalm of David. Rescue me, Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from the violent who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Keep me safe, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who devise ways to trip my feet. The arrogant have hidden a snare for me. They've spread out the cords of their net, have set traps for me along my path. I say to the Lord, you are my God. Hear, Lord, for my cry for mercy. Sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, you shield my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, Lord. Do not let their plans succeed. Those who surround me proudly rear their heads. May the mischief of their lips engulf them. May burning coals fall on them. May they be thrown into the fire, into miry pits, never to rise. May slanderers not be established in the land. May disaster hunt down the violent. I know that the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name and the upright will live in your presence. That's the end of Psalm 140. David's call basically for God to protect his people from their enemies and to draw their praise toward him. Psalm 141. I call to you, Lord, come quickly to me. Hear me when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil, so that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me, that is a kindness. Let him rebuke me, that is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it, for my prayer will still be against the deeds of evildoers. Their rulers will be thrown down from the cliffs, and the wicked will learn that my words were well spoken. They will say, as one plows and breaks up the earth, so our bones have been scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are fixed on you, Sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Keep me safe from the traps set by evildoers, from the snares they have laid for me. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by in safety. That's the end of Psalm 141. Again, asking God to keep him from getting into evil, asking God to take care of their enemies, and promising to keep his eyes fixed on God. Psalm 142. A Maskil of David, probably a musical term, when he was in the cave, looking back to time in history, probably described back in the Kings, Chronicle, Samuel, possibly when he talks about the cave, maybe when he was hiding from Saul. I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way. In the path where I walk, people have hidden a snare for me. Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am desperate in need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. That's the end of Psalm 142. and the end of our reading for today. These are pretty similar, right? The idea of praying for God's protection, asking him to help them to take care of their enemies, and to help them to remember God. What do you take away from this for application? I look at Psalm 141, verse 8, after he talks about what his enemies are doing. But my eyes are fixed on you, Sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. I love that. But my eyes are fixed on you, Sovereign Lord. Father, help me to keep my eyes on you. With all the things happening in our world and in our state, in the church, in my life, in my family, Lord, all the things that we're experiencing, I want to keep my eyes on you. Not on any enemies I might have, not on those I may fear, not on anyone else that I might put my trust in, but solely, wholly on you. Father, help me to do that. Help us to do that today. In Jesus' name, amen.